This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report Podcast.
Hey there, you! You're you and I'm me. I am the Celebrity Medium, back with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, the only show I can find, try as I might, that brings you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. We got stuff. Oh, do we have stuff for you this week? Always exciting to bring it to you. Always a thrill. In fact, I'm not going to fool around anymore. I'm just going to get right to it. Because that's what they pay me for. Joe Jackson, father of Michael and his multiple siblings, he is very miffed at being snubbed in the afterlife. As I told you on the last report, he did not get a celebrity welcome. The committee that puts those together determined that he is not, in fact, a celebrity. He is the father of several celebrities, but he is not, in fact, a celebrity himself, according to the committee. So he was not happy about that. Also not happy about the fact that his son Michael was not there to greet him. So he has now announced he will be forming the new Jackson 5. And he's going to be sending them on tour with the Real Legends. Now, longtime listeners to the report know what the Real Legends is. It's the band Jim Morrison formed after he was kicked out of the Legends, which was a band that consisted of him, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, people like that. And he was such a pain in the ass that they kicked him to the curb. So then he went and formed the Real Legends, which was a band consisting of him and lookalikes of the other people from the original Legends. That didn't go over real well with the audiences. And the last we heard, Morrison had turned the Real Legends into a hardcore rap group, which is just beyond weird. So exactly how the new Jackson 5 and who's going to be in the new Jackson 5, we don't know. But how it's going to fit into the whole Real Legends thing, we really don't know that. As I told you last week, Professor Stephen Hawking was going to have Babe Ruth on his morning drive radio talk show, and in fact, since then, he has done exactly that. Now, they've been in a feud for a while, and you probably know this story. Babe Ruth was doing a morning drive show as kind of a shock jock type, and he eventually decided to soften his act after he pissed off Jimmy Pearsall, who was a legendary Major League Baseball player who had some mental illnesses. And he kind of turned over a new leaf and decided he was going to, you know, soften everything. Ratings dropped. Heaven 107, the radio station he worked for, fired Babe Ruth. Gave the job to Professor Stephen Hawking. And since then, Ruth has been bad-mouthing Hawking, even though he also says he's never heard Hawking's show. So people were saying that when Hawking invited Babe Ruth to come on the show, people were saying, okay, that just shows that this whole feud is a publicity stunt. Well, from what I'm told, the show apparently ended with Hawking telling Ruth that he's willing to let the baseball legend co-host for a week or two to let the audience decide if he should stay with the show. Now, that's just fueling the whole thing about it being a publicity stunt even more. And now that I've heard that, I'm pretty much on board with the idea that it's been a put-on all along. Which, frankly, makes me a little disappointed in Professor Hawking. I didn't think he would go for something like that. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Only time will tell. I'll let you know as things progress. Honeymooners Adolf Hitler and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. have adopted a young black boy and an Asian girl, as they said they were going to do. Now, the Next World Celebrity Press has been just drooling all over itself to find out what they're going to name the kids. Like, for instance, which last name are they going to give them? Are they going to use Hitler? Are they going to use King? Are they going to, you know, be Hitler King, King Hitler? You know, what's going to happen? Well, now we get word that Debbie Reynolds and her daughter Carrie Fisher, and you may know that they co-host a daily TV show called The Girls in the Next World. They have booked Hitler and Dr. King to make the big announcement on their show sometime in the next week or so. So from what I'm hearing from my sources, this is a really big get for Debbie and Carrie, and they are expecting a record audience for the episode of the show on which Hitler and Dr. King come on and announce. I assume they're going to bring their kids on the show, but they're going to make the formal announcement of what the children's names will be when they actually come on. And I am looking forward to hearing that. I have a morbid curiosity about this whole thing. Fred Trump, father of President Donald Trump, said that he was going to work on some kind of a tourist attraction centered around his son. Because, as you may know, Steve Jobs and Walt Disney are working together on the first ever Disney theme park for the afterlife. And the only thing that they've announced that will be in the park is a so-called Hall of Human Greatness. Something like the Hall of Presidents in Disneyland and Disney World, but apparently not about presidents specifically, but just human beings who have done great things over the centuries. Fred Trump demanded that they include his son in it, and Disney has kept his mouth shut about this, but Jobs basically told him where he could stuff it. So Fred is now saying he's working on what he's calling the World of Trump. It's going to be a tourist attraction which will chronicle the life and times of his boy Donald. Now, in answer to the question I had on last week's show, Fred says that yes, there will be audio animatronic figures of the Donald that will talk to visitors as they ride through the attraction. I was wondering if they'd have robotic Donalds. Well, apparently the answer is yes, they will. Now, there's no firm date for the opening of the World of Trump, but Fred says he's looking to have it ready to accept guests before the end of the year. I am fairly familiar with how things work in the afterlife, and I think that's extraordinarily optimistic. Okay, that's what I got for you. I will be back next week with even more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. I would like it a whole heap and a bunch if you would tell people that the report is available on iTunes. It's available in the Google Play Store. It is on YouTube. And on Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock, if you happen to be so lucky as to live in the Los Angeles area, you can hear it on K-Chung Radio AM 1630 as part of a show called Inspirato Projecto Radio, which I'm told is up for an award. Congratulations to everybody on Inspirato Projecto Radio, and thank you again for making us part of your potentially award-winning program. Until next time, I am the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-369-3732.